Happy Halloween. It's Ben and Kelly on this dark fall morning.
Gonna be rainy, a little spooky.
Your stories of the unexplained, some ghost stories. So gather round. Get your cup of hot chocolate.
Get some snacks.
And listen to Wade, who messaged and said, I was working for the state in Madison. A few of us went into what's known as Building 11. While we were walking around, taking pictures, having a good time, a couple of us started talking about differences between ghosts and spirits. Next thing you hear is a loud bang. And someone yelled, get me out of here!
What?
We turned on our lights and one person said, my radio just got ripped off me. We all quickly exited the building, at which time one of us got a phone call with the profile picture being the building we just got out of.
What?
Upon listening to the audio before you heard the radio hit the ground, you hear us talking about ghosts and spirits and what sounds like running, then the bang of the radio, and if that weren't enough, we went through the pictures that have since been lost. We captured what looked like a person hanging from the ceiling with a chair under them. We have never gone back into that building ever again.
That's crazy!
Building 11.
Building 11!
In Madison, Indiana.
All right. Not doing that. Wow. Not doing that again.
Oh.
Not doing that again. Brandy said, when I was 12 or 13, my youth group had a lock-in at our church. Now, we had been playing with the choir robes and gowns, dressing up in them and stuff. My friend's little sister never took hers off.
Mm-hmm.
We decided to play some hide and seek.
Yeah.
I went outside to hide. All of a sudden, at the edge of the woods, I saw a young girl in a white dress with long, dark hair running. She ran down into the woods. Now, it looked exactly like my friend's sister, so I went to go find her to let her know.
Mm-hmm.
When I got to where she was hiding, her sister was with her. So the three of us took off towards the woods where I had seen the girl. There was an old spring house right at the edge of the property. And when we got to it, we found one perfect footprint in the mud.
Mm.
None of us had been down there at all. No one ever really knew it was down there. Half the people at church forgot the spring house even existed. When we brought our director out there to show her the proof and to get her to believe us, the footprint was gone.
Oh.
I don't think anyone would have ever believed us if my friends hadn't seen it too. Oh, and the mud in the spring house had built up over the years to where it was over a foot deep.
Oh.
The footprint was just right at the top, not sunken in as if an actual person had stepped in.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
That is bizarre.
Wow.
Your ghosts stories here on 99.7 DJX. One more. We'll get to Michelle. Hi.
So when I was little, we lived in a haunted house. And what would happen is at 11:03 every night, you would hear work boots drop at the front door. There was never anybody coming through the front door. It was bizarre. And they would used to play with my mom that when we were at my dad's house, they would go into her ear and say, Mom.
Oh, my God.
And that's how she'd wake up all the time, but we wouldn't be home.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Michelle.
Okay. And she just stayed there?
Well, she has. I mean, we were at my dad's, so that was our home.
Oh, my gosh.
She said she would spring up and she'd realize we weren't there because we were at my dad's.
Right.
But it always say, Mom, want to play.
Okay. All right. Yeah. No, I don't. Thank you so much.
We moved in a couple of years. Don't worry. We didn't stay there long.
Okay. Wow. Thank you, Michelle.
Ow.
Oh. Want to play?
No. No, I don't.
No, actually, no, that is not a true statement. Okay. It's your ghost stories. All morning here on Halloween here on 99.7 DJX.